I want to talk about families and starting a family right now. How many of you know people who are getting married, moving in together, 30, early 30s, thinking about starting a family in the coming years? I think if you said, at what age do most people think about starting a family now? For most of us, it's moved up, right? It's typically in your 30s. You go through school, you get a career established. And then when you're ready and emotionally ready and you've met the right person or whatever your situation is, you start to think about it. That alone, I think, is one of the reasons that there's a lot of issues with fertility out there, because our biology doesn't seem to have caught up to where we are as people in society and the way we function. Putting off having a family, which makes a lot of sense, but sometimes makes having that family far more difficult. And that's something that the spotlight is being focused on this week. It is Infertility Week in Canada, and infertility impacts probably more Canadians than you might assume. Dr. Jenna Gale is a fertility specialist at Ottawa Fertility Center and is on the line with us now. Good morning, Dr. Gale.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you being here. So I think we all know someone who's struggled in this area, know how incredibly emotionally difficult it can be, but just what are the numbers? How common is it to have some issues with fertility?
You're exactly right. I think a lot of your listeners are going to be surprised to hear that the number is 1 in 6 couples struggle to achieve a pregnancy. But if we think about the reach of fertility, it's a lot bigger than that, because of course, you know, the people who come to visit a fertility center are not just couples who are having difficulty achieving a pregnancy, but for other reasons like recurrent miscarriages, genetic reasons, among other possibilities.
Right. And there's so many factors obviously at play, but can we start with the age factor? Because we're not at our most fertile in our mid to late 30s. It comes quite a bit earlier.
You're right. Our most fertile years are in our kind of mid to late 20s. And I think there's a common misconception where we underestimate the impact of our age on the chance of pregnancy. Whether that's a spontaneous pregnancy or a pregnancy through fertility treatments, age has a really big impact. In fact, it is the biggest factor that contributes to the chance of success for pregnancy. The reason for that is because we are born with all the eggs that we're ever going to have, which is different than for people who produce sperm. The longer those eggs are in our body, the greater chance they have of resulting in a genetically abnormal embryo, which makes it more difficult to get pregnant and increases the risk of miscarriage.
So you use age guidelines when you're talking to someone about whether they might want to seek treatment about fertility. Don't wait quite as long if you are in one of those older brackets.
We do. It, of course, goes along with the bigger picture, because there are other reasons why some treatment options may be available to one individual or couple and not available to others. For example, if there's difficulty with the fallopian tubes or ovulation, then that's also going to influence, you know, what treatment options there are and how quickly we go to those treatment options. But age is a huge factor, so it's something we talk about with every patient, of course.
Mm. And you mentioned not just ability to conceive, but miscarriage and sometimes repeated miscarriage. I mean, barring losing a child that is born in our arms, I don't think there's anything more emotional or stressful to go through as a couple, as a parent, than to have miscarriage, or especially when sometimes it's more than one. What are the differences in terms of looking at that kind of an issue, and are there a lot of options now for people that have had that problem in the past?
So with difficulty achieving a pregnancy and recurrent miscarriages, there are separate treatment options. And really the first step is getting a referral to a fertility center. And if you're having difficulty getting that referral, then go on to the fertility clinic's website and you can see how they can help. But essentially we do a workup and we try and find the best way that we can help. And that'll be different for everybody who's coming through the doors. And so, for example, there could be difficulties with ovulation, which we can often address. There could be other treatment options such as intrauterine insemination or IUI, and of course IVF, which I think many of your listeners have also heard of. And in Ontario, there is actually provincial funding for one cycle of IVF per person in their lifetime, which is not the case across all of Canada.
I was going to ask you, are all of those options incredibly expensive? Because that's another factor, another consideration for people. You're going to spend a lot of money once you have the baby. How much can you actually afford to spend to try to make that happen? But there is some coverage for IVF here.
You're right. So many of these conditions that we find on a fertility workup, which are historically very difficult to treat, we now have a much better prognosis thanks to these treatment options that I just mentioned. But they can be really challenging to access, not just because of the financial costs of them, but also because of the emotional and the physical costs. So these are all things that go along with fertility treatments. And just having difficulty achieving pregnancy as well. I think mentioning the psychological impact of fertility is very important, especially in this National Infertility Awareness Week. But yes, there is some public funding for IUI and IVF in Ontario.
How busy are you right now? If someone does want to seek treatment or a consult, is it easy to get into the Ottawa Fertility Centre? Is there a waiting list?
It's very quick to get in. So, if you are having difficulty getting a referral, you can always go onto our website, conceive.ca. There are other ways to get a referral to be seen by a fertility specialist. Right now, our patients are seen within 1 to 2 months for their initial consultation. When we're talking about treatment options, that treatment option of publicly funded IVF treatment, there is a bit of a wait for that. So as far as publicly funded IVF goes, there is more of a wait list. However, there are other options that can often be, we can go to in the meantime while waiting for that.
A whole psychological aspect to this, of course, and I find it so interesting. I got pregnant with my first no problem. And then second took much longer, and we were actually at the point where we went and we had that consult because I was in my mid-30s and we didn't want to wait too long, and then it did end up happening. But I felt better after going in for the consultation because at least you know what the options are and you kind of have it all laid out in front of you and you can make the plan that works for you. But there's something that's really reassuring about feeling like someone else is there and knowledgeable and knows the process and that you can sort of talk to them. So that first consult can be really, really valuable, I think.
Absolutely. I think that's exactly right. So about 90% of the time when people come in and have their initial fertility workup, we will find a reason for the difficulty in getting pregnant, and then we can walk people through how we can potentially address that and what the options are in detail.
Dr. Gale, I appreciate you very much for shining a spotlight on this in this particular week, and best of luck with the work that you do. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Gale is a fertility specialist at the Ottawa Fertility Centre, and this is Fertility Awareness Week, Canadian Fertility Awareness Week, and a lot of conversation around that happening here in the capital.